keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay, friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All right, T. Nashville. Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic Fisk University. And coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll have our next guest in. But we got our news straight and directly from the community. And it is always good. You know, about once a year, I get to have this conversation with Bishop Walker, because they have all these wonderful programs and services, and catching up with you can be difficult. So, Bishop, I feel blessed and highly favored to get your time today to tell us what's going to be going on this weekend.
Oh, so happy to be a part again. Thank you for having me.
I know. I haven't talked to you in a while. How you been?
I've been doing well. You know, we've just been out here trying to bless the people of God. That's it.
That's a tough job right there. I know that it is. Now, you all are busy preparing for your big back-to-school event you have. This is, what, your second, third, fourth year for doing this?
No. This is probably more. This is well over 10 years we've been doing this, for sure. But we've taken it to another level. You know, obviously, with so much going on in our school system and all of that, we've been able to want to incorporate two events that we've done. One, we've done the back-to-school backpack giveaway for several years, been able to give thousands of, you know, free backpacks full of school supplies to kids. So we used to do, several years back, also the youth crusade, where we would actually do a citywide crusade, pray for our kids. So we decided to merge both of them. So this Friday at our OHV location at 7 o'clock, we are hosting this citywide crusade for our kids, and we're praying for all the principals and administrators and teachers and the community and our kids. So we're hoping that everyone will bring their kids to in school, and we're just going to cover them that the school system will be effective this year, there'll be no violence, that the students will excel in their exams. And our speaker is going to be none other than Ty Tribbett, Grammy Award winning Ty Tribbett. We're really excited about that. So you know, Ty Tribbett does his thing on a major level. So it's just going to be a real good night of positivity and covering our kids. And then on Saturday, we're going to provide the resources, right? Because kids need the tools to succeed. So Saturday at Hadley Park, we start at 10 o'clock, 10 to 2 o'clock. Mount Zion Baptist Church, along with Brentwood Baptist Church, and Sigma Health is our partner in this. We are, again, filling backpacks with school supplies, providing health screenings, getting vaccination shots, all of these things. And all of it's absolutely free. Big games and fun. And this is a great time to come out. The weather's going to be great. So we just look forward to blessing the community.
So you got two big activities, the Friday at the church, Old Hickory Boulevard location, and then Saturday, the next day, you're up and at them in Hadley Park, right?
There it is. Yes, ma'am.
Now, yeah. Bishop, I have, interviewed you for a long time, you know, about different initiatives and things that you have been heavily involved in. But you've always had a focus on health. Is there, is that personal, or is that, God gave you the vision, or what's going on with that?
Well, you know, it's all of that tied into it. You know, obviously, you know, you've been with me long enough to know, I lost my first wife to cancer. Of course, my wife I'm married to now is a physician. And of course, I serve on the board at Meharry Medical School. So health is very important to me. I use this as a pillar in our Full Gospel Baptist Church platform as I lead that reformation, because I believe that the church has a very strategic role in galvanizing people around this issue of helping them live healthier lives. You know, the church is infamous for killing people with, digging the grave with a fork. You know, the stuff we feed them, and we don't provide the right awareness and stuff. And so we just thought, let's take the lead on this, providing awareness, providing partnerships so people, these kids who are in underserved communities, can get these vaccinations. And not only that, watch this. When the parents come, the parents can get mammograms and get things that they ordinarily would not be able to get because of their work schedule and things like that. So we want to just make it all inclusive where it's like a real family event. So it just kind of blesses the parents. A parent brings a child, child gets back, passes school, vaccination, parents get mammogram, blood pressure checks, EK, all of it. And guess what? Your dental screening, for the hair, all this great stuff going on. And it's just all one thing, and it's just a blessing.
Yeah. Oh, no question about it. And I know for the community, this is something they look forward to, and they need so badly these backpacks and school supplies, you know, because this stuff is expensive.
Lord, you know, and you think about, you know, the thing that blesses me the most, Sharon, is when I look and I see single mothers coming in with like four kids, man, you know, and you see the expression on the mother's face and the kid gets to know that, wow, this school year she didn't have to worry about that expense, man. It's just a blessing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I also like the fact that, you know, when you guys began to work more closely with outside of the immediate neighborhood and work in conjunction with the Brentwood Baptist Church.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
that's a beautiful thing for Nashville. You know that, right?
It is very, it's very important, you know, and it's happened so organically for us, you know, Mount Zion and Brentwood, you know, Pastor Mike and I are very good friends, and, you know, we didn't want to just do something that was just FaceTime. We wanted to do something that was real and meaningful, and our churches have just really become brother and sister in Christ. It felt like if this race thing is going to get solved, particularly with all the stuff that's coming out of D.C. and happening around the world, this thing's going to get solved. The church got to do it. And so we just felt like it was important to have two ministries from a place of authenticity show up and really do the work, you know, not just show up and say, come by, but really do the work where it matters most.
Amen.
Yeah?
And not be afraid to be in each other's company, for goodness sakes.
There you go. There you go. There you go.
So, Rev, it's also important for them, and this is, you know, my thought on it, that to come out of their neighborhood and come to this one.
And that's what they do. Yeah, and they do it, and they love it. And it's amazing. It's educational. You know, some of them never get a chance to come to North Nashville. But then to come over to see, it just really creates an awareness, man. And just really, it's a blessing.
It really is. Well, it's so good to hear from you. One of these days when I can get up on your busy schedule, because I know you're just jetting all over the world, you know. I know that. You know, I know Jesus has you dispatched everywhere. Maybe you can spend a little time in the studio talking about some pressing issues of the day with us.
Would love to do that, but we'll make it happen.
Oh, excellent. Bishop, thank you so much. You continue to be a blessing, and we'll urge the community to come out this weekend the big events that you all are co-hosting.
Thank you so much. Okay. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Mount Zion's own Bishop Joseph Walker. And, you know, the bishop has been on the broadcast. It's been a while. We have to have him in the studio. He hasn't been in the studio in a long time. You know, he needs to get him.
Yeah, about maybe 4 years.
Let's work it out. Let's work that out. And this is their big weekend. That, you know, remember a long time, didn't they used to have a tent that they would put across the street on Jefferson and they have that big thing for the kids?
I think so.
Or was that Bible school?
I'm not sure exactly which one it was, but yeah.
Anyway, so it's Friday at the church. They're having the thing, and Ty Tribbett is going to be there. And doesn't he have a show?
He's a gospel artist. He was.
Yeah, I know that, but I mean,
he took over Dr. Jones' show.
Oh, he was on BET?
Yeah, I'm not sure if he's still doing it.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Can't nobody take Dr. Jones' place. I don't care who they throw in there. It's just something, sorry. you can put whoever you want, but it's what it is. Yeah, he was hosting like the groups and
he did a few things.
Newer singers and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's correct.
I remember when he burst onto the scene. He was different. Yeah. But now he's just a regular gospel singer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pretty much.
Does he have anything on the charts?
Not currently. Mm. I have to look at my playlist. I think he released something about 2 years ago.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's relevant, for real.
Oh, still?
Yeah, he has a huge following.
Does he? Well, you know, he's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
And rightly so. So that's why he has a huge following. He's been, you know, that cat's been around a long time. He's not young as he used to be.
him and Diedrich Haddon, mm-hmm. and
they ought to
a
be
few
old.
Of them.
They were young cats when James I first interviewed them back 20-something years
James,
ago.
I can't think of his name. But they have that that youthful sound. They know how to...
Definitely.
Yeah, that Kurt Franklin was the first to sort of burst on the scene with some of it, but they have incorporated
yeah,
a lot
did.
Of that. So,
they
yeah.
really, mm-hmm. really did. And that's, you know, the energy.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when the young ones, they full of energy.
Mm-hmm. At high level of praise.
Oh, yeah. They like to, you know, jump around. Didn't you used to like to?
I like the music, but, you know, I came up in the old school, so.
You didn't like to jump around, you know, like.
Well, that music hadn't come yet. Kurt came when I was an adult.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we were still, you know, I come from the tradition of the choir marching in.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, take that step.
And the clapping and
clapping.
Everything.
You walk on down
yes,
the
aisle. Yes, Lord.
You know, you come down the aisles
yes,
and you go into the choir stand.
And you can hear them high heels hitting that hard wood on the note because there wasn't no concrete. Geez.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, we know something about that. That's old school right there.
That's it right there.
Mm-hmm.
March in.
Yes, but that was back in the good old days. There's nothing about that today.
Yeah.
No. Because the kids probably...
Why y'all march in?
Right. Y'all march?
And they sing. They sing all the way to the choir stand. That's,
Y'all march. Yeah. You remember back a long time ago, church didn't have air conditioning.
Oh, yeah.
It's so hot.
That's what we had, them fans.
Them ushers be, you know, passing out the fans like crazy. And you be in there sweating.
And those hard wooden pews.
But the food sure was good in the fellowship hall.
After church,
though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You didn't care how hot it was. Just give me something to eat. Anyway, that was a trip down memory lane,
yes,
wasn't
it?
I just said Ty Tribbett in the thing and then started thinking about memory lane. It's amazing how that mind works. Your mind works. But that sounds like a really nice affair they're going to have out there.
Yeah.
For the young ones.
Anytime kids can get supplies.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Backpacks, things that they need for the school year is always going to be a blessing.
Ooh,
those backpacks
are
expensive.
Yes, they are. Everything is.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that's not expensive. Even Dollar General went up to $5. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It's not even Dollar General anymore. It's $5 General, $10.
Yeah.
You know, that big Saturday, they always have a couple, don't they have close to 1,000 come on, a couple thousand kids down
there? I'm sure. Yeah.
And, you know, the parents.
I'm very sure. You got to get there early. Yeah.
Oh, yes. And, you know, the parents could get their little stuff checked. And y'all need to go on and get those blood pressures lined up. Get that stuff straight before school starts, you know, because, you know, you don't want your blood pressure going through the top of your head when Junebug gets to acting the fool, because you know how you do. Whoo, Junebug and Jethro cutting up. Then the next thing you know, your eyeballs are popped out and you're just hysterical. He did what? So get those tests done and the health free screenings, health professionals will be there. And the Brentwood Baptist will be with them in Hadley Park, and that's on Saturday. So there's two different events that Mount Zion is hosting. There's the Friday night event at the service at the church, and then there's the Saturday, the book bag, Saturday from 10 to 2. So Hadley Park is 1037 20th Avenue North. So be sure to check that out. Because it's that time of year. Monday's the first day, man.
I know, right around the corner.
Oh, Lordy. So those school zones and, you know, all that stuff.
It's a little early this year, isn't it?
I know. And, well, they're inching toward year-round school.
Oh.
Don't you think?
Well, I wonder how they're going to like that.
Who, the kids or the parents?
Or the teachers.
Oh, well, that's the end of the party for them, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how things go. You know, they do need some separation from the kids, though, you know.
They have to have it. I mean, I don't know how that's going to affect them. You really can't pay them. So, I mean, you know, this is at more.
Well, you can pay them, but you can't pay them what they like to have.
Well, yeah.
You know, so, you know, it's not like they're working for free.
Just about. They just about are.
Well, I'm just, you know, I do recognize that, but, you know, it's not like they're getting $10,000 a year, you know, or 20. You know, they're not making as much as they should and deserve. And matter of fact, if everybody is honest, neither is none of us, most of us. So we feel it. We understand it. Oh, and you know what? Some of the buses, you know, there'll be
But they don't have any drivers. That's right. Another issue they're having.
Oh, no.
So they're all not. Through Metro.
It's going to be that
they're
way.
They're having these issues.
Yeah. It's going to be that way. I can see it all year round.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people got to put up with a lot.
Yeah.
Kids that, you know, cutting up and the traffic conditions and, you know, weather and all that kind of stuff. And then the crossing guards, you know, that's another whole issue.
Yep.
You know, so we've got to stop taking stuff for granted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't take these positions and these people for granted. You know, we want to have the schools and everything nice, but, you know, nobody wants to spend any money. So how's that going to work? It's not.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, it's not going to work if there's no drivers and no crossing guards and no teachers. I mean, how's the system going to work? Okay? So we holler education, really?
Well, tomorrow's election day. We're electing somebody to tackle this issue.
Well,
that's why they're running.
Among the laundry list, because there's a bunch of them.
Yeah, that, housing, transportation.
Oh, my goodness. It's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And gentrification and affordable housing and neighborhoods feeling a certain kind of way and the image, lose city losing its image and, you know, going from being a city where it was family oriented to being Condoville. And it's a lot. You know, I ticked off that list of about 20 things with candidate incumbent.
Yeah.
When he was here, I said, it's 18 months. How come you ain't got nothing that's done? There's 14 to 29 things on this list. These people want this stuff done now. So we'll have to see. Mm. And whoever becomes, if it's not him and he doesn't return or there's a new one, that list is still going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff is not going to just quickly move, you know. While you can't, there's no such thing as wand waving. You know that, don't you?
Well, that's why they're elected.
Okay.
Their job is to take care of it.
Well, serve to the best of your ability. But don't stand there and block like Mitch McConnell.
He's not
serving.
Yeah,
he's not. Blocking.
Yeah.
Anyway, before the train falls off the track completely. Monday's the first day of school. The buses at early morning, so your life is about to change next week here in Davidson County. So clearly, you have to think your routes home and your kids and the whole nine yards. Anyway, let's take a time out, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
Good afternoon. It's busy out here now off the South Loop, the West Loop. Two cars up against the wall here on 24 eastbound, closer to Hickory Hollow Parkway. Now, that's just adding to the slowdown on 24 as you leave Nashville, headed out to Murfreesboro. It's busy to the north, 65, as you work your way up through Madison right now towards Vietnam Vets. This traffic report is brought to you by Prince's Hot Chicken, 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, kids, Dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, pump your knee, nod your head, shake your hips, and bite your lip ever so slightly. Now, with one hand in the air, point at people with the other hand. I call that the rock star.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now, make a face like it just smells something bad.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Meet Ed, movie buff, animal lover, safe driver.
5 years of driving an ambulance teaches you a thing or two. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When I see a car trying to rush past a turning bus, I get concerned. You see, when big vehicles turn right, they have to swing wide to make the turn. And that's a lesson you don't want to learn the hard way. When trucks and buses turn, let's you and I wait.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
This has been a reminder from community-minded Jazzy 88 WFSK.
Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All right, to Nashville. Sharon Kay is all up in the house. It is still warm, though. We are approaching August rather rapidly as we roll into it tomorrow. But it is still quite warm in the city. And it's going to be this way. And I meant to mention the forecast just quick for y'all that may have thought it was going to be some rain or something. It did look like it for a minute, though, today. But, you know, we are... still quite warm in the end of July. Be talking Indian summer here shortly, where the evenings will be cool and be hot in the daytime. 90 degrees in the city. It's hot out there. So I am this afternoon having an in-studio author. It's always good to see eyeball to eyeball to the authors and the guests that come in to the studio. And I recently met this author, and because he loves jazz music, okay. So I'm like, oh, bonus, bonus. And we were having that conversation and about the music and et cetera. And then the artist and the different things of that nature. And then in the conversation, we were talking about health care and health and blah, blah, blah. And, how'd you find out about the station, Dr. Williams?
I've been here for about 10 years. So
you've been a listener?
Yeah, I'm a listener and really? Very well aware of.
Well, then you come on in this house, then. You're a listener. This is the house that the community built. Yeah. So we're just tickled to death to have you. What made you want to? Because I think you either called or you sent an email or something. What made you finally reach over to the station?
You know, there were two things.
Uh-huh.
The first one was I won tickets to the Jazz
you
Festival.
You did. That's right. Thank you. Hello. Been a minute since I had some sleep, I guess. Right. I forgot.
But I had reached out to you. Actually, at the last Jazz Festival, I was looking for you, but you were, of course, busy with the...
I
said, I need to reach out to you and tell you about this book that I've written. And the folks told me, look, just go down to the radio station. And then all of a sudden I won these tickets and I'm like, okay, now I have a reason to go down.
Well, I'm glad to have you,
you.
In the studio. You are author of a new book entitled Clear, and it's Living the Life You Didn't Dream Of. And this is going to be his story that he will be sharing with us. And Dr. White, are you from Nashville originally?
No, I am from Los Angeles, California.
I mean, Dr. Williams.
Yeah.
You're from L.A.?
From Los Angeles, California.
How long you been here?
I've been here 10 years. Left L.A. when I was 18, so it's been a minute.
Why'd you come here?
I'm
in your business.
No,
I
that's
know.
All right. I came here for a job, actually.
Really?
Yeah, healthcare job, and This is the healthcare capital of the
that's
world.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
Okay, so if that's the case, is it better than it's ever been? Is it hype, or are we really what people say about Nashville?
Well, there's two stories to that. We are better healthcare-wise. Nashville is better, but still we rank in the 20s. Of
really?
The cities that need better health care. Yep.
In the 20s?
Yeah.
That's a shock. Because people here have always felt like if you're ever going to get sick, this is the city to do it in.
Yeah. Well, we have great hospitals, but I think if you look at the population as a whole, we've got a lot of work to do. And there's some great people who are working on that.
Right.
I know Senator Frist has some initiatives. I know Meharry has some initiatives to really improve the health care of the community. But when you look at it as a whole, we got our work cut out.
Is it because the community has grown so much?
You know, I don't know. It's hard. It's multifactorial. But like many cities, sometimes we leave our poor folks behind.
Yeah.
You know, we've got great technology, great hospitals, but access to care is poor.
That's unfortunate.
Very unfortunate.
You know, considering we have, you know, so many connections to it here, that doesn't make any sense.
Yes.
Is that because of disparities?
Yes, I think it comes down to the many causes of disparities in healthcare. Of course, it's a time of those who have and those who don't, and access, and who can get what, and you know, so it's multifactorial. But I think the same disparities in healthcare you've seen around the country are at play here as well.
So Nashville's not exempt.
No, we're not.
So no matter what you all think, you're not exempt. I mean, with the training and the professionals, that is so amazing.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm a silver lining person. There's some folks who have committed their life to make a difference in improving that statistic. So we're well aware of it.
Well, and I know you are, but that and maybe because you all are so diligent, I would have not even thought of a 20 as the number. You know, I would have thought maybe top 5. maybe that's wishful thinking, I guess.
Yeah.
Wow. So is that an improvement over when you first came here?
Yes.
Okay.
We used to be 28.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So if the efforts continue, we can very well move up to, okay.
Yes.
What would you say the city needs to do?
Well, a lot of it has to do with access. So I think the more we can do to improve access, a lot of it has to do with availability of insurance, of course, without getting into, you know, politics, but making the ACA available to everyone would also help. Of course, we're not a state that participates in that, and so that again, it creates challenges. And there, of course, are reasons on both sides, but that is part of the reason why there is an access problem.
Well, isn't that something, Tennessee? let me formally introduce my guest, Herman J. Williams. Is the MD, is the Chief Clinical Officer for Regional Care, Capella Health, Healthcare Partners, and that is RCCH. In this role, he oversees all quality, safety, and clinical activities for the company's 17 regional health systems in 13 states. And Tennessee's not one of them.
No.
That's amazing, and yet you're here. How did that happen?
Yes. I'm not really sure. I think a lot of the corporate headquarters of health systems are here because a lot of the CEOs and the people who had the great ideas to develop these healthcare companies were spinoffs of HCA.
Right.
They never left. And my former boss at organization has, since the writing of that book, has been sold. But my former boss was an HCA executive who I imagine stayed here.
Okay.
And so many of the corporate headquarters are here, but they have no hospitals in the state of Tennessee.
Which is so ironic.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, you have specialized expertise in public health and policy, and you work with physicians and clinicians across the system. Why don't they tap into you to, you know, as if you don't have enough to do, to be, you know, like one of those consultants or experts to help them, you know, since this is what you do?
Yes. Well, I have been tapped. Actually, the mayor tapped me to be on the board of Nashville General Hospital. I'm now doing full-time consulting. Again, I've volunteered with Senator Frist's organization. I help Meharry Medical School in their mission. So I've been tapped.
Okay.
And I think it's up to people like me to give that time to help those because I've been helped to get to where I am today, so I feel like
Well, since Nashville is the capital of Tennessee, and this is the place where the issues are, has the state government or anybody from the State Department of Health contacted you about, you know, how to tackle these problems? Because that used to be a big issue here in this state.
Yes.
It did.
Yes.
And they were very proactive at that time.
Yes. And they are. They are. I have not been reached out directly on that issue, but I have had people tap me on the shoulder and say, hey, can you help out?
Really?
So, yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
All right.
But there's some great people working on these problems.
It is. I know, but they're not in the studio.
That's right.
I'm just saying,
I'm just
y'all.
The bone to those who
right.
Are
I know. And I'm not trying to say that, you know, you could touch water and turn it to wine or any of that stuff. I am just simply saying that, you know, it just some there was some irony that I just could not get over. And it just didn't make any sense. Now, let's talk about your book for a few minutes, and then I might slip back into some headlines. Clear. And I see a X-ray on the cover.
Yes, ma'am, that is my X-ray.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. And that usually in health environment means somebody's getting ready to come back to life or something is happening with the heart.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. And your book tells your story about you personally.
Yes.
That you don't look like you're in bad, poor health or anything.
Well, I think there's a double story there, too. It's, you know, a lot of us have stuff that we're dealing with that you can't tell by looking at them. But I have some cardiac challenges. The cover of the book shows my X-ray, and it highlights the implantable surgical defibrillator that I had placed 28 years ago.
Really?
Of course, I had five since then. But it just illustrates the technology, because the battery only lasts about 5 years. So you have to get new ones. And, of course, over the years, mine have been upgraded. They've gotten smaller and smaller and smarter and smarter. And so I've been blessed with that technology.
No question about it. Now, let's start with the very beginning. And, back in chapter one. and you know, because I'm just sitting here trying to visualize, you know, you and your wife and son and everything are just lovely. And y'all are all slim and trim. I'm like, now, let me see. you don't look like you've been greasing on macaroni and cheese and fat back on here. And you're probably living a healthy life in California. So is this inherited or?
It is a genetic disorder that went undetected. As a matter of fact, I was having symptoms, and I say this to your listeners. If you're having symptoms of feeling lightheaded or rapid heart rate or things like that, please don't ignore it. Go get it checked out. Of course, I was a physician at that time in my residency. I went to have it checked out by a cardiologist, and they gave me a clean bill of health. And what had happened is this particular disease had not manifested itself, but 5 months later, it manifested itself as a cardiac arrest in the middle of a basketball game.
Wow. Yeah. And I bet the people that were playing just couldn't even, you know, they were probably scared to death.
Well, the people who were playing were focused on the game, and fortunately...
They didn't notice you?
They didn't notice me, but fortunately...
Thanks,
friends. I brought my wife, who was the scorekeeper, who was the one who watched me keel over yelled at the top of her lungs for the guys to come over, and they started CPR right away.
That must have been horrible for her.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. See how that go down. I imagine it was. She's a strong woman.
I have to be.
Yeah, and she helped me get through those very difficult years. And the book, I think the book is inspirational in that it talks about how we managed this illness as we weren't even married. We were supposed to be married 3 months after that, but how we managed it as a couple, how I dealt with depression and post-traumatic stress syndrome and
all the stuff everybody else does.
Everything's crazy, yeah. And we managed it to get through it with the help of prayer and friends and family. And
well, there's nothing going to separate y'all. So I'm just making the statement. I just want to make it clear. There's nothing clear. Nothing going to separate these people. You know, I just think that story is just beautiful. Now, on page 13, this is where your friend Dr. A says he didn't know. Says he simply did what a physician is trained to do, was running down the court when he heard Jeannie screamed, that's your wife. Then he saw me slumped in an awkward position with my arms limp and by my sides for Jeannie, consumed by panic. Oh, of course. The guys appeared to be running toward us in slow motion. My friends grabbed me, laid me flat on the floor, and ripped off my shirt. No pulse, Dr. A announced. Oh, Lord. It was 1:15 p.m. and I was dead. Wow. Okay, we're going to take a time out right now, right there. Because he's here.
Just leave it right there.
Right, yeah, he's in the studio right now. It was at 1:15 he died. Now, today's story is... life, death, and back to life again. And that's what the subject is of today's book, Clear. Let's take a time out, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
This is the first weekend of August coming up, and on Blues Time in the City this weekend,
more youthful, a little bit more update.
Cool Ricky Blues is talking about young folks blues. The blues email of the week is from a listener that says his wife left him after 42 years. And we'll play the absolute best in blues and southern soul. Join me, Arjean Bailey, for Blues Time in the City this weekend right here. Catch Blues Time in the City Sundays from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on Jazzy 88.
Be sure not to miss WFSK's Artist of the Week. You can win some brand new music and stay up on the latest smooth and contemporary jazz releases. This week's Jazzy 88 Artist of the Week is composer-pianist Cal Harris Jr. His latest release is entitled Soulful. Tune in during your lunch break to hear some prime cuts from the new release, an interview with the artist, plus you can win some brand new music. Don't miss the WFSK Artist of the Week during the noon hour on Thursdays, right here on Jazzy 88, Nashville's Jazz Station. Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
Alrighty, Nashville, Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic Fisk University. And two quick reminders to you that What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. We thank you so very much for supporting What's the 411. And 411 number one is tomorrow's election day. You all need to definitely put that on your radar screen for tomorrow, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. It's election day. It's important for the community to exercise your right to vote. And at your voting locations, if you did not already vote in early voting, and take your ID with you, please. And by now, I think we've pretty much been trained to do that, so hopefully folks do it. Now, in the studio with me is Dr. Herman Williams. And Dr. Williams has told his story, as only he can tell it, of life, death, and back to life again in his book, Clear. And Dr. Williams is MD and Chief Clinical Officer for the Regional Care Capella Health Healthcare Partners that oversees 17 regional health systems in 13 states, and none of them are Tennessee. But there are other southern states like Arkansas, Alabama, South Carolina. So around us, but just not here. Mm-hmm. That means you travel a fair amount.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the book has recently come out?
Came out in 17.
Okay. And I am just now getting the story, but at any point in time, this story is inspiring, for sure,
mm-hmm.
for people that have dealt with health issues. Now, before the break, I mentioned that at 1:15, he was dead. But in that experience, and this is interesting because I've interviewed a lot of people who, through various either health issues or happenstance, have died and come back. Three or four of the people that have written popular books. You say you did not see the light or experience any mystical sightings of angels or deceased loved ones. What do you remember about it?
You know, the only thing I remember is probably about, I'd been in the hospital for a week.
Uh-huh.
And I was in the ICU, and it's very common for people who have cardiac arrest to have short-term memory loss. So it was reported to me later by my wife and my family that I just kept asking, what happened, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
They'd tell me, I'd forget. I kept asking. They got so tired of me asking, what happened?
Sure.
And the first thing I remember was one day in the ICU, my brother was there, my wife, my father, my mother. Of course, my son wasn't born yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at all of them, and it all crystallized to me. I finally could remember beyond moment to moment, and I realized I was in the ICU, and I realized something crazy had happened. So we all started crying, and that was the first thing I remember.
And how long, how much time had passed?
I think it had at least been days, if not a week, since the...
Before you really knew...
Before what? I really... And we all looked at each other as if to say, oh, my goodness, he's finally here.
Uh-huh.
So I imagine prior to that, I just kept asking what had happened.
So... You had no memory of anything at all?
No. The last thing I remember before that, I do remember coming to the game and starting the game. That's it.
So if you were just like, it was like you were asleep in your mind?
I guess it's just time had passed. And, mm-hmm. It's just... A weird sort
How
of
much time passed before you they brought you back?
Well, that's an interesting story because we think it was maybe 5 to 8 minutes.
That you didn't breathe?
Well, I'm sure they brought me back, or they were able to at least get enough blood to my brain to keep me at some stable level. But what happened is the first EMT came with a defibrillator. And they put it on me, and they said, clear, and nothing happened.
Wow.
It turned out it was broken. So they had to abandon that. They had to start CPR again until the fire department got there. And when the fire department got there, their defibrillator finally worked.
Okay.
So they were doing CPR for quite a while.
So that timing of that fire department was crucial to you being here today.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Had they gotten late by any more minutes, you probably would have died.
Well, I think that coupled with the fact that they must have been doing some very effective CPR, which is basically keep that blood flowing to the brain, keep it going.
Yeah.
And, these were all trained. We were trained at a trauma center, so that's all they do. And these were all anesthesia residents, by the way. So they were doing their job.
Yeah. Well, the Lord certainly had a hand in it.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say.
Well, he certainly put you in the right environment to have an issue like that.
Yeah.
So, were you a spiritual person before?
I was a very spiritual person. The book talks about my journey to making a decision to become a physician and that very long, trying journey and how I stuck with that. Mm-hmm. And I believe God had a hand in that. Mm-hmm. So I was very spiritual, and I think that's what helped us kind of put us in that mindset is that, we can't do this without God and, and our faith. And, we're young newlyweds.
Yeah. Now, how old did you say you were?
I was 31.
31?
Yeah.
Wow. Because I know nowadays we hear about things that people in their 20s and 30s mm-hmm. having these kinds of health situations. And how long ago was this?
Well, then that would involve me telling you how old I am.
Well, I mean, I didn't want to out your all of your business, but I'm just, I think that just by my eyes, that had to be about maybe...
5 or 6 years ago. No, that was 28 years ago.
I was about to say 30.
Yeah,
okay,
I celebrated 20. My 28th anniversary this April 21st.
Okay. Wow.
28 years of life.
And do you feel like the Lord is pleased with you and he kept, blessed and kept you? Yeah.
I think so, Sharon. I've lived a blessed life. I lost my career, lost my training as a surgeon.
Uh-huh.
But I was still
able to... Is it because of the heart condition?
Well, it was a combination of the heart condition, but I also required a defibrillator.
Mm.
And I would be remiss not to tell the audience that I got shocked 45 times in the first 6 months while they tried to figure out...
Shocked?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
By my defibrillator while I was awake.
Oh, wow.
While they tried to figure out the right medication. And I just thought, how ridiculous would that be to try and be a surgeon with the risk of getting shocked while you're doing surgery? So that just didn't make sense. So I decided to do something different. But God has really created an incredible path for me to recover, to find meaning in life through another vehicle, still utilizing my training as a physician.
Yeah, yeah.
Continues to help me, you know, my current role. So it's been a blessing.
Wow. Yeah, only he knows what's in store. But yeah. You stayed in the arena.
Yes.
So the knowledge is there.
Yes.
And has increased, I guess, now, yes. I would think.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That since you experienced that, mm-hmm. you could really help a lot of other people who, mm-hmm. and you're a physician yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How often when people find out your story or they read your book, do they start telling you about their own situations? Like I did the break.
Yeah. So, yeah, it does happen quite a bit, and I hear some miraculous stories. I met a guy who I told him my story, and he told me this story of how he had a stroke,
mm-hmm.
and he was walking around for 2 days just feeling strange and not, you know, and finally went to see a doctor, realized he had a stroke. So,
wow.
Yeah, there's some amazing stories out there that other people have experienced. Yeah.
But they didn't die.
No.
Okay. So that's the amazing part,
yeah.
you know, right there. So, I mean, to me, it's like your will to do your best or to be the best person you can be mm-hmm. has got to be the strongest thing that keeps you going every day, right?
Yes. Let me just add to that. Over the years, you kind of take advantage and you forget and you start living a normal life and you kind of slip back into.
Yes.
Well, in 2017, I was in the airport, Nashville airport, had another cardiac arrest.
Really?
And a young man who didn't know me from Adam made the decision he was going to do CPR. The defibrillator, they had one in the airport, but he had already brought me back with CPR before they even had a chance to use it.
Were you by yourself?
I was by myself. And Sharon, it was then that I really realized the blessing. I realized the blessing in my relationship with my wife. I realized, it just occurred to me that I'm always at risk for an event.
Uh-huh.
So it's even more important to be generous and kind. And I've written that in my book. I have a kindness scale in the book. That people can use, because I had a good friend of mine, she said, I get it, but I don't know what it means to be compassionate. Give me an example, you know?
Right.
So I put some examples in the book, open a door, help people.
True.
You know, use your knowledge to help somebody else who can't get health care, who can't get a lawyer, you know, things like that. So
and it's not about you.
It's not. It really isn't. You get the gratitude. So, you know.
So gain the attitude of gratitude.
Yes.
Wow.
I like that. Can I use that?
Yes. And you can quote me. Sharon Keith said. I mean, to me, it's like living like that. You just, the blessing's just going to come. It just, you know, it's an unexplainable. And a health blessing is better than getting a big closet full of clothes, y'all.
That's right.
When something on your health gets right,
it don't matter how much money you have,
uh-uh,
or how many friends you have,
how many furs is in your clothes. None of that matters if your health is messed up.
That's right.
So you learned that one,
yeah,
big time. I know your family is. They probably watch you like, you know, he's been in there too long. Let me go down the hall and see what, you know. I mean, they probably have an eyeball on you at all times.
We do have a little bit of that behavior. I must talk to my wife like 3-4 times a day.
Yeah.
Talk to my mother every day.
Well, I know your wife, if she forgot you right the first time, she's like, where you at?
So we have our little ritual that probably came about as a result of checking in and making sure. That's why it's strange to me. I've got friends who they go away on a business trip.
Yeah.
And they don't talk to their family for like 3 days.
I don't see how.
I don't get it.
3 days.
But we talk like 3 times an hour, you know?
Right. What kind of relationship is that? They ain't talked in 3 days. Are you married? Are you really? I don't even know how folks can do that. Yeah. Ask kids. I mean, you know, something. What is your son saying? Is he feeling blessed to have you?
My son is a beautiful spirit and is a compassionate young man. I'm so proud to have him as a son. And I think he's learned. He was very young when all this happened, but the most recent incident, 2017, he went through that with me. And I think he understands how precious
life is. Definitely. Well, you know, you're a blessing to the community. And, you know, we're a blessed station to have you as a listener. So I told you we had the cool people listening to this.
Listen, I want to just thank you for what you've done and what you continue to do for this community. It's really an honor to be on the show.
Oh, so. You're so good.
Thank you.
And I tell my daughter, rewind that on the podcast. You hear what he said about your mama? Mama, you know we know. You know, I always joke around with my kids about that. But this is an absolute privilege when I know, you know, what the media goes through, because I am the media, and the beat up we get and all the things. You know, I feel very blessed to be at an independent station that has an independent voice and is allowed to have one and you know, do things for the community. And you know, I just feel like this is the greatest blessing on earth, you know, because my focus is, you know, I have an attitude of gratitude because the Lord didn't have to keep me. He didn't have to carry me. Now, don't start me up today. I'm trying to be good to go to 6 o'clock. Now, you have to make me go in here now, real. Ain't that right, Elder?
This has been an incredible story.
It has been. We could go to church right now in here. Y'all don't know. Yes, because I know some people are listening on their way to Bible study anyway, because it's Wednesday night. Well, Dr. Williams, I hope that you get that's right, we got some books to give away. You left some books for our audience.
I did.
So you guys call us at 615-329-8810, and you also can email Sharon Kay, and I'll hold it up here for you. But the phone number is 615-329-8810, and we'll give you the book today. That's an amazing story of life, death, and back to life again with Dr. Herman Williams, and somebody you know going through some health issues. It's an amazing, inspired story. 615-329-8810. Now, and also if you want to email me your request, I'm at skay@fisk.edu. And Doc, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you know, somebody's church need to have you come speak.
I'm available to speak. I spoke at Meharry. I've spoken at
church.
Well, actually, I am speaking at a church in October, which I won't name right now because we haven't gotten it. But I'll let you know. We can let the community.
Oh, I'll put that in my church announcements.
Absolutely.
I do church announcements on Sunday. That's serious business now. So, send that to me, and I'll be sure to, you know, put that to people's ears. The book is entitled Clear, and we have some copies up here for you if you get on the horn and give us a shout at 615-329-8810. And lastly, put our radiothon on your October calendar so you can come back when we have the height of fun in here. It's
there,
just straight fun, even though we're fundraising, but we do have a wonderful time. And bring your wife, and you guys can enjoy all the fun with us. That's the first weekend in October. Okay. I'll get more details to you soon on that.
I'll be there.
Okay, Nashville, that is all ALL we have for you tonight. You all have the very best of the best, and don't forget, who loves you?
You've been listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station and its management.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.